You must believe the science. Believe the science.
The virus was not made in a laboratory. It may have been made in a laboratory through gain-of-function research. There is no need for masks. You now must wear multiple masks. Only 15 days to flatten the curve. Lockdowns work.
You must believe.
Lockdowns did not work because they were not done properly. It takes 5 to 7 years to develop a safe vaccine. After just a few months in development, this vaccine is completely safe and effective. Side effects are mild and extremely rare. Once vaccinated, you need no mask and may resume normal life. Once vaccinated, you must still wear a mask. The vaccine is 90% effective. The vaccine is 80% effective. The vaccine loses 50% of effectiveness in 8 months. You need one booster shot. You need multiple booster shots. Even though vaccinated, you may still contract or transmit the virus. That's not an infection, it's a breakthrough infection, but it's extremely rare. Side effects are mild and extremely rare. The vaccine does not protect against variants. Once vaccinated, you may still be hospitalized and die, but it is extremely rare.
Believe the science.
Younger vaccinated persons may develop myocarditis, but it is nothing. Israel's massive outbreak among its fully vaccinated population happened because expectations were not properly managed. Antibody-dependent enhancement is misinformation. It's a pandemic among the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated people are the problem. The unvaccinated are killing us. We must segregate and punish the unvaccinated. They spread the virus. They are unclean. They are not one of us. They spread misinformation. You must report unvaccinated people. Report all unvaccinated persons. It is mandatory that you report the unvaccinated.
You must believe the science. Believe the science. You must believe the science. Believe the science.
Believe the science? How about the people? Can you believe them? They're the ones distributing the science, coloring it, shading it, shaping it, twisting it, sometimes for their own nefarious reasons, sometimes they're just fucking stupid. Either way, we lose. In case you haven't noticed, there's a war on. World War III. This one isn't about territory or treaties. You may think it's about a virus, but it's really not. It's about religion.
Oh my God!
That's right. But we're talking about two very different gods.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hats off to Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry!
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 Larry, get into bed now.
Somewhere in the deepest recesses of even the most swollen egos, people instinctively know that we are, as a species, ultimately kind of meaningless and quite powerless. This ball was spinning for billions of years before we appeared, and in all likelihood, it will continue to spin long after we have disappeared. If there's one thing we all do have in common, it's that we are really fucking temporary. If you dwell on that fact too long, you're going to need therapy or some chemical relief. So we distract ourselves with this brief endeavor called life. Our temporary status is not an easy thing to accept. Over time, our support teams vanish, huh? Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, when that happens, the effect is profound. Those with a spiritual undercarriage, who look at the night sky and ponder the vastness of it, who feel wonderment at the majesty of a technicolor sunset, who would gladly take a bullet for those they love, they understand that because of our temporary nature, there must be some bigger picture and more noble purpose, or else it's all a cruel and pointless joke. We all need something bigger than ourselves, some higher powers, they say, something with supreme, eternal power. Which brings us back to the assertion that this is a religious war. On one side are those who believe that higher power is the creator. You know, that muscular old dude with white hair and beard on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, with lightning bolts shooting out of his fingers. The master craftsman who made the infinite universe and then set it all in motion. And he's been running it ever since, like some plate spinner in an old variety show. Those people believe in God in whatever form, and from him they get the comfort they seek. Maybe they prefer corporate God providers and sitting in vast temples or cathedrals with thousands of other believers. Whatever gets them over the speed bumps is okay. Others might need no middlemen. They can sit on an empty beach or in a deep woods, or maybe just hit their knees at their own bedside and clear their mind and open their heart and somehow dial into the Almighty. The aforementioned folks are on one side of this World War III. On the other side are millions, maybe billions, who worship a different god, the state. Those worshipers may be intelligent, but they are bereft of wisdom and turn a blind eye to irrefutable history. The state god isn't a god at all, but a cadre of men and women, a few good, most evil, but all, every single one, horribly flawed, as we all are, riddled with ego and greed and lust and hatred and fear, and what drives them is rarely altruism. It's the quest for power. And when they coalesce into a government, the bigger and more powerful the government, the more malevolent it becomes. Every government that ever existed has wound up in ashes, and they always will, including this one. Maybe sooner than you think. It certainly is in trouble, and helmed by a crew that's a whole new flavor of stupid. Meanwhile, the cosmic plate spinner is still spinning plates, and will be until he decides to stop. Governments are run by people, usually inferior people, venal people, selfish people, devoid of creativity, and the state, being intrinsically non-creative, steals their constructs from religion. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? The state is God, the devil is the virus. The dogma is their science. The sacrament you must receive and believe in is the vaccine. There shall be no false sacraments like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or natural immunity of those who have successfully fought the virus and won. Those will not be tolerated. Those must be eradicated. At this moment, World War III is mostly being fought with information. Some false, some true. But those who control the flow of information, government, and social and broadcast media, well, they have an overwhelming advantage. They are Goliath. They have the power to instantly silence heretics, and they do. If they don't like what you say, they will shut you off. They even have a wanted list. They call them the Disinformation Dozen. They claim these people are responsible for 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media. Let's look at that statement and the selection of words. Are they anti-vaxxers or pro-caution? Are they spreading misinformation or seeking more and better information? Geriatric Joey and his mouthpiece Jen Psaki have painted targets on these people, the most recognizable of which is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been effectively silenced and canceled, which is pretty damned interesting. His uncle Teddy was responsible for drowning a girl, yet continued to warm a seat in the U.S. Senate for nearly half a century. Teddy was hailed as the Lion of the Senate and America's elder statesman. Manslaughter, or more accurately, girl slaughter, could not sink his political career. But his nephew has been destroyed because he questioned the safety and efficacy of a drug? Ivermectin has been around for decades and has achieved remarkable results in fighting COVID all over the world. But the FDA, a sect of the state religion, has mounted an anti-heretic propaganda campaign that is as mendacious as it is outrageous. They're running an ad showing a horse, and the tagline says, "You are not a horse or a cow. Seriously, y'all." Yeah, it says y'all. "Seriously, y'all. Stop it." What's that y'all about, Is that some kind of demographic dog whistle? Ivermectin has a veterinary version, as well as another formula made for human consumption, the one that has helped millions of COVID patients all over the world. Yet, the FDA fails to mention that and would have you believe that all ivermectin is made for animals. Not true. An honest ad would have said, if you choose ivermectin, be sure you're getting the one made for humans. But in their deceptive reality, withholding information is never misinformation. Many are demonizing the doctor that invented mRNA technology, Robert Malone. Malone isn't all that bullish on these vaccines and has said so. FDA and government and the media, well, they don't like that. Malone has also said that ivermectin, in concert with other therapeutics, can be a powerful factor in reducing the severity of COVID infections. So according to government and the media, Malone was smart enough and trustworthy enough to invent the technology that makes the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines possible and taken by billions of people. But beyond that, he's a lying moron spreading misinformation. They apply those same capricious judgments to everything. Just listen to our leaders shit-talk the vaxxers when they were being ramped up during the previous administration.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done. When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Wow. In case you can't peg the voices, that's Joey. Yes, Joey. The man who isn't quite sure whether he's a senator or a president and needs a Secret Service escort to find a door to the White House, and his vice president, Kamala. Now, how did that happen? They sure sounded like anti-vaxxers, didn't they? Yes, they did. It's the same vaccine. Why is it now miraculous and mandatory? I have a friend that was dosed with ivermectin and got over it in 2 days. She was in Mexico when this occurred. I have another friend who had his double Pfizer jabs and wound up hospitalized with pneumonia. I have friends who took the vaccines with no side effects whatsoever, and others who had seizures, rashes, partial paralysis, and more. Why would that be? Could it be because everyone is different? We are all different, aren't we? Even identical twins have different fingerprints. But according to Joey and CNN and Facebook and Twitter, that's not the case. We're all the same. Equal, equal, equal. Nobody has any medical condition that might make the vaccine a poor choice for them. Everyone must take it. No exemptions. Remember at the start of it all, government and experts said, just take any vaccine, JJ, Pfizer, Moderna, just shoot them in your arm. It doesn't matter. They're all perfect. Nobody mentioned that phrase, see your doctor. No, they never ever said that. Now people are seeing their doctor, like my friend who was just advised not to take the JJ shot because she's prone to blood clots. And as we know now, those are a side effect of that drug. The state gods have decreed the only fix for the virus are vaccines. The vaccines they said were poison on January 19th, but became a miracle on January 20th. How did that happen? Why did one little day change everything? Woe unto he who contradicts the state god. He shall be silenced, canceled, shunned, and punished. You've probably heard of Alex Berenson, former New York Times writer, who's been raising valid questions since the start of the pandemic. He was just banned from the digital sewer, that is Twitter. Here's the offending tweet, verbatim. It doesn't stop infection or transmission. Don't think of it as a vaccine. Think of it, at best, as a therapeutic with a limited window of efficacy and terrible side effect profile that must be dosed in advance of illness. Unquote. Where's the misinformation in that statement? Government, experts, even Big Pharma have conceded that it does not prevent infection or transmission. Ergo, the resumption of mask mandates. Those same authorities have also admitted it offers limited protection, underscored by the need for multiple boosters. And they begrudgingly acknowledge there are serious side effects. Yet Berenson was banned for that tweet. Why? Maybe it was for a solitary word he dared use twice. That word was think. That was his offense. Twitter and Joey and Jen and Facebook and Fauci and the FDA, they'll tell you what to think. So say goodbye to Berenson or anyone else that expresses wrong think. In any written or verbal confrontation, there is a 100% fail-safe way to determine which party is lying. It never, ever fails. The one trying to silence the other? That's the liar. Are the vaccines bad? Of course not. There's no doubt they've saved a lot of lives. But clearly, they're not good for everyone. No drug is. But to say so enrages the state gods and their millions of disciples, because it is a religion, the religion of people worshiping people. You'd be better off as a deist, pray to the wind or a rock or the sun. At least they can't lie to you. At least a breeze makes you feel good, and the sun gives you vitamin D. When's the last time a politician answered your prayers? This war has been raging for nearly 2 years. It is becoming violent, as we're seeing in France and Australia. After all this time, and jillions of tweets and studies and videos and memes, it has been reduced to two simple issues. First is the denial of natural immunity born of COVID survival. That immunity is better, stronger, and more durable than you can get from any vaccine. That is a stone fact. The science is settled. Yet, the state denies it and insists all must be vaxxed. Second, as we've seen in Israel and Massachusetts, vaccinated people can transmit the virus just as easily as the unvaccinated. This is also a stone fact, settled science. Yet, they demand vaccine passports. A couple of days ago, a Harvard epidemiologist released a study with an eye-popping punchline. You ready for this? Vaccinated individuals were 27 times more likely to get symptomatic COVID infection than those with natural immunity from COVID. You can search up the study yourself and the scientist who conducted it. His name is Martin Kulldorff. That's K-U-L-D-O-R-F-F. I'll put a link on the show page at thatlarryshow.com. But hurry up. He's certain to piss off Joey and Jen and Fauci and all the others who think their science is the only science. All those other doctors and researchers in Japan, India, Mexico, all around the world, they must be liars or morons. Because only a gibbering geriatric who can't form a sentence or climb a staircase, only he knows what's good for you. And he'll decide. If your doctor thinks you should get vaccinated, by all means, please do it. He or she probably has a better handle on your medical situation than Joey or Jen or Fauci or anybody. And if you're taking some more time to decide, don't let them call you anti-vax. Ask them why they are anti-caution. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. The censorship gets more pervasive and intense every day, so if you like what you just heard, you can help me keep this Truth Outpost operational. Go to thatlarryshow.com and click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and support the show. There are many who would love to see it disappear. You can follow the show, for now, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Mastodon. You'll find links for all those on the show page. If you want to write, I'm at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. My friends, I'll close today with an amazing quote from an amazing man. A lie doesn't become truth. Wrong doesn't become right. And evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. Thank you, Booker T. Washington. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.